What's good? This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Holla. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Dang.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistency checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick, let them know.
What's good? This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, I'm Issa. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Across my left.
You're...
They can't even see me. The mic's in the way.
Okay, but you know they also listen too, right? So,
yes. Who are you? Chelsea. You know, owner of Skyrenity Aromatherapy.
Hey. And
Thelma.
Yes, it's me, Yummy Cakes, CEO and founder. And yeah. I do all the baking.
And founder and cook.
Yes.
Do it all.
And the coins go to her.
All mine.
Support black businesses.
That's right.
How boring gonna say y'all get on my damn nerves, but have a good show. Thanks. Homeschooling biscuit. Appreciate it. So we're going to dive right in. DJ Nikki Reigns is on her way. Can't wait for her to get here. So we're going to dive right in. So how long do you stay with somebody because of their potential?
Ooh.
Pin drop. How long do you stay with somebody because of their potential? Because a lot us as females, we tend to be like, oh, okay, well, I see it. He could be this person. I see it. He showed me this, so he could be that. But what he is ain't shit. So, how long do you stay with somebody because you feel you see their potential of being who you feel like they could be?
I'm gonna say, because you can't really put a time strain on it.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say is that you watch them and you see what type of progress they're making. If they're making forth the effort, if they're pushing themselves, if they're trying to be a better somebody for themselves and for you, then I'm gonna say you hold out. You hold out until you feel like you can't hold out anymore. Now, if you know he's a no good, ain't shit ass nigga. He's not doing nothing for himself. He's not going anywhere. You don't see him making any moves. He's not including you as a part of his future. Let him go, sis. Let him go. There's no point. There's no point in holding on to something that is eventually never going to progress, because we as women, we hold on for too long.
Yep.
And then years go by and it's 2, 3, 4, 8 years down the drain and you're sitting here like, you know, he's going to get right eventually. Like, he's going to get on his shit. He's going to...
So you think?
No.
So you thought.
Yeah, exactly. So, nah, like, if he's not putting forth that effort, if he's not showing you that he's trying to be the man for you, you let him go. And you're going to see. You're going to see, because he's going to mention you in his future. He's going to mention you in his plans. He's going to talk about you two as a whole, not him by himself.
Okay. Anybody else?
I mean, I just don't feel like there's a time limit that you should put on that. Like, it should just go.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you put a time limit on it, you put stipulations on it, and you're not going to actually see the progression or
that
see what
make,
you're trying to
yeah.
get to. So my thing is, don't ever put a time limit on it. Just go with the flow. But don't be no dumb hoe. No, just don't do all that. Don't lose yourself in the process. That's
yeah,
number one.
Facts.
Just don't ever lose yourself in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always remember who you are and remember that you're number one and you're first.
Okay. Sue Andrew said, never stay for potential. Majority of the time, he doesn't live up to it. He either has it or he doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As time goes by, they're going to show you who they truly are.
Yep. And I learned when somebody showed you who they are, believe them the first time.
Facts.
Because, okay. So personally, have y'all ever or would you ever pursue or stay in a relationship that your family doesn't approve of? Because no. I know for me, I have, right? Twice. I have. And the first time off rip, my mom was like, well, I don't like him. He's a liar. He's this. I don't like him. Mm-hmm. Off rip. And I'm like, Mom, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Stupid ass. Right? Mm-hmm. But obviously, she ended up being right, and it didn't work. Then down the road, down the line, for some stupid reason, we decided to try again. But, and I'll commend my mom. My dad wasn't having it, but my mom was like, I'll try. I'll try to see where if he's different. Mm-hmm. Like, you say he different. Obviously, he wasn't. So, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, for me, because I love family, and I'm going to have my own family, and if you can't come to the barbecues and everybody have fun, then mm-hmm. I can't. So...
What did she show you? What did he show her to make her feel that way?
I think, I guess it's mannerisms. Like off rip, soon as she met him, she was like, mm-mm. And I think the only two words he said to her was, hi, how are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't think, because the first time I met him, we all went to dinner. It was me, my mom, my uncle, and him. And I guess he was just standoffish, looked like he didn't care, was uninterested. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, nah.
But that's probably, like, just how he is. You don't think so? I'm not sticking up for him.
No, saying, I like, know. But because I've dated him and I know that he ain't shit. He wasn't shit. He's trying to be shit now. And I tell him that to his face all the time. So I'm probably going to get a text message when the show is over. But it's okay. He wasn't shit back in the day. He wasn't. Back in the day, he did seem uninterested about a lot of stuff. But me, when you have the rose-colored glasses on, mm-hmm. you're like, no, mm-hmm. I know he loves me.
Yeah.
Or when we're in the house, we're like the, you know what I'm saying? Like, back then, couldn't nobody tell me nothing about that man until somebody told me something that actually mm-hmm. was what it was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, for me, I couldn't do it again. I couldn't do it again.
It's more of a been there, done that. So I agree with the whole, you can't go back to that. Because that whole fake of the funk, the whole, you know, trying to make it work, it's just aggravating. I got to have positive vibes. You can't be messing up my vibes. That's just how I feel. And my family is number one. Like, at the end of the day, if I ain't got nobody, I got my family.
Right.
You know, it's plenty dudes out here, period, point blank. So I'm not finna sit here and have myself in a situation where I feel like a dude is going to continuously stress me. Mm. A dude is going to have my family feeling awkward. Because at the end of the day, we all about being one, being connected, being together. So if you can't do that, then we can't rock.
Right. My family and my dog. If you stress me more than him, we got a problem.
Look here. Because Cleo already working on the way.
Listen, because then I'm a whole handful in these streets. I don't have time. God. Two handfuls. I got one dog and no kids. So... Not
zero key.
Right. So what we doing?
No offense, Chelsea. I was gonna say, what about Chelsea?
Y'all not gonna come for me like that. Okay.
No, I salute all the single mothers. I salute anybody who's raising a child, whether it's you're by yourself or you're doing it co-parenting. I salute you.
Period. Yes.
Because baby, Cleo is enough.
I'm definitely.
So I can only imagine how y'all going through it.
It's a no for me. The reason why I say it's a no is because the time and energy you're going to take into trying to fight with your family because of a relationship that you're trying to hold on to that is eventually not going to
work. It shouldn't
even
be a fight with your family.
It shouldn't be a fight with your family.
Like, they should put the input if you ask
mm-hmm.
and then let you make your decision. Like, you can't tell me not to be with somebody. I got to go through my own struggles and figure it out. You know what
you're
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it shouldn't be a fight. But
you're right, but it shouldn't be a fight, but... It's a fight. It's a fight within yourself because you want to be with your family. You want to be with your man, but you can't have both.
But you don't think it depends on the situation?
The question is, would you stay with somebody your family don't approve of? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in some situations, some parents have a man already picked out for them, so they instantly gonna judge that person on whomever you're with. Like... I don't know, like, in some situations, like, the person, I'm with the person, like, he's good to me, like, everything is already good, But, you know, my family isn't dating that man.
True, but you still want everybody to, I don't want to say get along, but you still want everybody to be able to be able to be in the same room and exist, coexist mm-hmm. with each other. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You, for me, I would love to have the person I'm dating watch football with my dad and my cousins, drink mm-hmm. beer and just talk shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love that for everybody to be at the house. If I'm sitting down outside by the pool drinking a mimosa or whatever and everybody inside watching a football game, I wouldn't mind that. Everybody get together for True. Thanksgiving or I something. Understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to feel like holidays come around and you can't come over because, mm-hmm. like, I can yep. spend it with your family, but you can't spend it with my family right. because they don't like you.
Right.
It shouldn't have to be like that. It should legit be both ways. Hey, boo.
Hi.
Nikki Range just joined us.
Hey, baby.
We're going to have to share a mic with it and Papa Squad right here.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Orange.
Come sit in the middle.
Kiana says sometimes it takes for your family to like your man.
It takes what?
Sometimes it takes for your family to like your man.
It takes for my family to like my man for what? Does she mean it I takes guess. Time for
yeah,
them to like
yeah,
him?
Yeah, it takes time.
Which is fine, but if for me, my parents, I'm West Indian. We're asking, could you stay?
I feel like we all West Indian in here.
Could you stay with somebody that your family doesn't approve of?
I married them.
Then they don't approve.
Woo!
Oh, it got high.
Plot twist. Plot twist.
What?
I married him. Yes.
Okay. Well. Okay, how'd that go? So they don't like him.
Some insight
on that.
They
didn't like him.
Okay.
But we were kids when we were like 16, 17.
Okay.
You know, they're not going to like anybody that's, you know.
When you're that young.
Yeah. So they didn't like him for a long time. And, you know, I knew who he was as a person, so that didn't faze me that they didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What? No, I just said that.
See?
So is that what Kiana means? Like, because when you're that young, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think my parents liked anybody I dated when mm-hmm. I was that young because you're young.
Right, right. So, yeah, I guess you just have to be secure in the fact that you know him. They're going to have to get to know
Adjust.
Him. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think you can stay with someone that your people don't like. I mean, you have to ask them the question, why don't you like this person?
Exactly.
Is it because of things that you may have heard about him, mm-hmm. or is it because he's rubbing you the wrong way? Do you feel like he's not treating me right? You have to explain this to me.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to say, I'm not just going to be like, okay, you don't like him, so I'm not going to be with him.
Right.
You
got
to explain it. So that's my take on it.
Okay, then.
Makes sense. Snap,
right.
Snap.
Snap, snap. Snap, snap. For real. So, Kit, well... More kids for Chelsea. My kid. You have kids?
No.
More kids for Chelsea.
More?
No, because my question is, like, about kids.
Oh, okay.
But for you, it would be more kids because mm-hmm. you have a kid. So, if you have a discussion with somebody that you're dating, mm-hmm. right, and y'all talk about, at one point, wanting kids, y'all are on the same page with, you want kids somewhere down the line with each other. Years into the relationship, your significant other decides, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want kids, but you're still, mm-hmm. I want kids. And he's mm-hmm. like, nope, I changed my mind, I don't want any kids. Would it be selfish for you to leave because for you, you want a family?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that's selfish at all for you to leave, at all. Like, why did he all of a sudden change his mind about wanting kids? Is it just because... Financially.
Let's say financially. Not even financially. Let's say just he works around kids or he has friends that has kids and he's like, he doesn't want that life anymore.
I mean, you can't, especially as a woman, because a man can say that he doesn't want to have kids and then turn around and then y'all break up and then turn around, he can go have a baby
with somebody else.
Women is
and
different.
We've seen that.
You can't wait. I mean, we have, you know, our clocks are ticking. You can't just wait forever. I mean, if you want to have kids, you're going to have to, it's not selfish of you to leave if he's adamant about it.
Right.
Because who knows? Maybe he's really not the one for you. Maybe he just doesn't want to have kids with you. I don't know.
Right.
Like,
true.
He could be with someone else and want to have kids with them.
That's true.
So.
Anybody else?
I'm content with my dog.
High five on that. High five on that.
I'm real TT Miles.
Real content on my dog. Look, I am TT Miles. I will have your kids all day, but you will get them back. Trust me.
That's my uncle, bro.
You will get your kids back.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want. I wanted kids.
I wanted kids.
But now both me and my husband are in a space where we don't want kids. Neither one of us want kids. We cool. We good.
Right.
Kids.
We just
have a dog.
Yeah.
Look here. Ain't no better feeling. That's you fair. Get to put your dog in the cage and going on about your day.
You put kids in the cage, you go to jail.
Well, look here. I don't got to pay for daycare. Who? You should watch yourself.
God. I'm so done. I don't know. I agree. I don't think. Yeah.
Or no, I had a question for you. Mm-hmm. If he wants kids, are you willing to have kids?
Yes.
Because it's what he wants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with me. We've had this conversation. If I turn around and want kids, then he's okay with us having kids. But as of now, we're cool on having kids. We both are like, no, we're good.
That's good. It's good to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Because everybody knows I want kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if I date somebody and they're like, nah, I don't want kids. Okay, well, I don't.
Right.
Like that. I don't see that being something I sway on.
Right.
Like, me right now, today, I want some kids. Mm-hmm. Not like kids right now, right. but mm-hmm. I want kids. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so I don't see myself swaying on that. And if I date somebody, they're like, well, I don't want to be a father. I don't want to have kids. Well, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the point of wasting your time?
I want a baby, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then I'm need somebody to watch. I lucky feel like Denim would be jealous. Yeah.
Right.
Denim would be jealous though, but he'll be alright. Because he get jealous when I'm on my phone too long.
Oh. You get a whole paw dogs just right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Dogs they are just but as many as kids.
He'll either put his paw or he'll come and put his face like right under my phone, like, bitch, love me. Oh. What are you doing?
What you doing?
Right. That's my baby though. So do you feel like kids? You obviously have to have sex to have kids. Well,
you don't have to.
Not necessarily, yeah. But, you know. Do you feel like today's generation, today's day and age, sex on the first date kills a relationship?
I don't think so.
No.
Not at all.
I wouldn't know.
Somebody can't relate.
Okay.
I don't think it does. Things are different now. Like, I feel like people are more open. Like, you know, before, you know, back in the day, if a dude, you know, had sex with a girl on the first date, then he loses respect for her and all that stuff. Things are completely different now. Like,
they're different, but I feel like certain things are somewhat the same. Not every guy feels that way, but there's still a lot of guys that are like, oh, bro, she let me hit on the first night. I'm straight on that.
Oh, he's immature.
Very. But it's sad because it's people like our age group that are still very childish.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's like, nah, bro, she let me hit on the first day. You can't wipe that. Da, da, da. But then there are guys that's like, so what? We're just on the same mental wave.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. It's all about maturity, I feel like, in the guy. Because most dudes, I feel like, are always going to be on that, you know, she a hoe, whatever, whatever. But they're just immature. They just need some time to grow up.
I wouldn't say it ruins the relationship, but my whole thing is why I've always waited to have sex with someone that I got into a relationship with is because I don't want to be with you because your dick is bomb as fuck.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? I want to be with you because I actually like you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be clouded. I don't want to hold on to something just because of a physical state. I want to hold on to it because it's I'm mentally, like, I'm emotionally attached to you.
Yeah.
Granted, sex does come with emotional attachment, and I feel like that's where we go wrong because we attach the sex to the emotional, and it shouldn't be that way. We should be mentally and emotionally captivated by them first, and then we give ourselves to them physically, and that's what makes you know what I'm saying. That's what makes a relationship stronger. I mean, I don't phone nobody if you're having sex for the first time. That's you. Live your best life, sis. But me personally, I wouldn't do it.
So you wouldn't do it, but do you feel like it will ruin a relationship, like the chances for a meaningful relationship?
It wouldn't ruin it. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
It just depends on a guy. Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's all about maturity. It's all about where they are in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're mature, then whatever. You won't need to be with them anyways. But.
Right. So with you having an emotional and a mental connection with them first, mm-hmm. do you feel like a successful relationship can happen without you being some type of friends first?
I think so, because to be real with y'all, me and my husband, we've been together for almost 17 years, but we've been married for like, it feels like forever. I could say that we truly, because like I said, we were young, we truly didn't become friends until 7 years into our relationship. And it was a point where I didn't know if we were really going to be together, so mm-hmm. we split for like a year. Mm-hmm. And in that year time frame, we developed a friendship, mm-hmm. and that's what made our relationship good. So mm-hmm. it's good. I really feel like you should become friends with someone that you're in a relationship with, because if we hadn't developed that friendship after being together for so long, we probably wouldn't be together now. So, like, we're best friends right now.
Yeah.
So...
That's good. I feel like you should be friends. You understand them on a different level. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they feel like you can come to them and not be judged or mm-hmm. feel like they can't talk to you about something because, I don't know how she's going to take it, or she doesn't really know me, or right. you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like friendship is important, because who don't want to date their best friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's a foundation that you have right. to build. Like, that's something you build from. Like, how do I know who you are if I don't know who you are as a friend first?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because how you treat your homeboys and how you treat your family stuff, it's not how you treat me.
Exactly.
So I got to know you on a spiritual level. I have mm-hmm. to know you mentally. And then, of course, I'm going to know you physically.
Right.
But I have to know you first on that type of level before I can take it to a whole nother chapter with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand, the romantic part of relationship and the friendship part. Like, you have to be friends. Like, I can't imagine.
I feel like it's more fun if you're friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
It makes everything about the relationship better. It makes the sex better. It makes the
communication better.
Communication better. Mm-hmm. It makes everything better about the relationship.
Made the sex better.
Girl. Okay, Stella. All right. Whew. Heard you.
You got a testimony.
Right. Because you felt that. Mm. Right?
Well, deep down with them.
With your belt? With the belt?
Look here.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Oh, what? So, right. Thelma here.
We going to bring our wild thoughts.
Yeah.
Sure
am. Because you should have won. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah, we ain't going to talk about that.
Who won?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but not Thelma.
Who won?
Passion.
Passion won.
So, Steve-O, a homeboy of ours, mm-hmm. throws these poetry slams every month. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was Wild Thoughts 2, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And which basically like erotic type poems. Mm-hmm. And my baby got on the mic for the first time yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, Saturday. And she was the runner-up. But her poem, tying people up with belts and shit. So... So,
what you act like you embarrassed about it. Like,
oh, no. Don't be embarrassed now. I said what I said.
So that's where that came from.
Somebody else was supposed to be there, but we ain't going to talk about it.
I did the first one. I talked about Hennessy Kisses. Oh, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, I heard about all that.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, Chelsea, woo.
Had to be there. Had to be there. Had to be there.
Oh. Oh. I wish. You need to stop throwing them when I'm at work so I can come to another one.
I'm pretty sure he'll do it.
I'm sure he'll do a third one. It just need to be on a Saturday that I'm off of work. So I don't know what live Steve-O was on, but it need to be a Saturday that I'm off.
I'm going to need to come check that out.
No, yeah. All of them are actually really dope. He does different ones. He had a Dear X one. Mm-hmm. He had a I Remember one. Mm-hmm. This was the second Wild Thoughts one. What other one he had?
Yeah, the first one, but that one was kind of more or less freestyle. Mm-hmm. That was the first one.
So, yeah, next time they're at 3-on-1 Cafe in Nicole. Mm-hmm. So, the next one, I'll send you the flyer when he drops it. Because it's actually really, really dope.
Yeah.
So, story time. What is the craziest lie you believed while you was in a relationship? But wait, you all, like, I don't want to say while in a relationship. The craziest lie you believed because you were in love or you rode for that person.
Yeah. Who going first?
I went there. Not me. You go first.
Me?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Ooh. I got a few.
I don't know. I think I people lie from far away. I call y'all that question.
Like, so there's not one that you, knew was a lie, but you still rolled with it because you was like, man, I love this motherfucker.
I rolled with it for like 30 minutes, and then after that, I went like
full
FBI like mode. All right, story time. All right, so boom. I was dating an ex, and we were living together, and he had plans on going to the military, and he was like, "Oh, I need you to go," because it was his mom's birthday that weekend, so he was like, "Oh, go to my mom's house, chill with her for a little bit or whatever. The recruiter has to come over and inspect the apartment."
Oh, you telling me this story.
"In order for them to break the lease. And it has to look like I live by myself, so I need you to clean the apartment and make sure, like, your stuff isn't out." So I don't know nothing about the military. Mm. So I'm like...
I know somebody okay. listening to this is looking at, like, listening to it like, what?
So, I'm like, okay, I don't know nothing about the military, so I'ma just, you know, I mean, okay, whatever. It's fine. I love him. I'm gonna just clean and put everything away. So, I had a friend, and her brother was actually in the military, and I called, and I was like, yo, does this sound legit? Is this even right? And I'm Googling it. I'm like, this don't make no sense. So, I'm like, okay. So there was a jug, or lack of better terms, a drug addict next door that lived next to us, and I paid him $10, and I was like, if you see somebody,
my dog said,
that doesn't look like me, that walks into this apartment, here's my number, you call me. I left it at that. I left. Thanks, and I Nate. Went to the mall, went to Charlotte Russe, went to go buy a couple of stuff or whatever to give his mom for his birthday, and I'm getting ready to leave, so... He's calling me. He's like, yo, are you on your way to my mom's house? And I'm like, I stopped at the mall. Why did you stop at the mall? Because I wanted to grab something for your mom. Okay. Are you going to go to my mom? I'm like, something ain't right. Mm. So while he's talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, that's my phone. Guess who's calling me?
The drug dealer.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm headed to your mom's way now. Okay, I'll call you later. Click over. Yeah. You see somebody there? Yeah. What she look like? She red? Oh, she don't look like me? Okay, bet. I'll be there. Click. I pulled up to the house in my other friend's car because we switched cars. So I pulled up into the house, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, nah. I'm tripping. It's just a friend. No. Maybe it's his cousin. No. And my friend is sitting there looking at me like, if you don't take your ass inside this house and go figure out what's going on.
Right.
So... I'm giving myself a pep talk. Like, all right, if there's a bitch, I'm not going to fight her because she got me fucked up. So I'm walking to the door, and he is laying on the couch with a girl. And they're watching, what's that movie from Martin about him being a fake police officer? Some movie.
That's Blue Streak?
Yes.
That's my movie, though. Wait,
they got it so loud that you could hear it from outside the door. He put on the speakers and everything to give surround sound like sis is in the movie theater.
Right. Trying to set the scene.
Trying to set the scene. In our home. So I'm like, okay, bet. So I open the door and they're laying on the couch. They got the covers off. They're real cozy. Candles lit.
Oh.
It's smelling all fancy in the house. So, yes.
You're clean.
So,
right?
I'm like, you got me fucked up. And I grabbed the bottle because you know how they be leaving them empty bottles on the counter.
I hate that.
I was like, oh, I'm glad you left the empty bottle because I'm going to hit her. And he grabbed her and he pushed her in the room and he pushed me. I was like, girl, it was so bad. But yeah, I really believe that a military
recruiter
was coming to help him break the lease so that way he could.
So I have a question.
That's funny.
Was he sending you to be with his mom so he could cheat on you?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So did the mom know?
I don't know.
She knew.
I don't know.
Some moms know their sons don't be shit.
They do.
Because I had called afterwards, and I was crying on the phone, and she sounded sincere, like she really didn't know what was going on, so I gave her the benefit of the doubt, but anytime after that, nah, I'm like, nah. You know your son.
That's wild.
But, I mean, it's her son. What's she going to do, warn me?
Facts.
My son ain't shit? No. So, yeah.
I mean, some moms are. My ex-mom, some of them. My ex-mom do. Like, you knew he wasn't shit when you got with him. That's what she told the girls now, because
yeah,
she ain't know that before me. But now she know.
So, yeah. That was my story. It was my testament.
I think mine, I'm going to do mine before my phone dies, especially because he's in here. We used to live together, and it used to be me, him, and his best friend. And at the point in time, his best friend was on house arrest, so his best friend couldn't drive. So he had his car. And so I picked up my best friend from the airport, and my best friend gets in the car, and there's a box of condoms under my passenger seat. And so she's like, sis, this is trash. And so she gives it to me, and I look at him like, cool. I'm not gonna argue with my best friend in the car. Mm-hmm. We get to the house. I'm like, so what's this? What's going on? Oh, nah, bro, that's my best friend. Because, you know, he can't be driving. So he asked me to hold it for him. He left it in the car when we went to Walmart. Right. And so. Right. And so.
Wait a minute.
I was like, okay. So a couple days go by. I go in his bag to get a lighter because I was lighting the incense stick thing. And you know how Crown Apple comes in a little bag?
Mm-hmm.
He had that with the condoms in the bag, but there was some missing. So I take them out, and I poke holes in all of them, right? So,
Nikki.
So, oh, well. So I put them back, and then he wakes up, and I'm like, so what's, like, what is this? Who's, I mean, I told you that was so-and-so's. And I'm like, so what he gonna do? He gonna call you right before he about to get some? Hey, bro, I'm finna get some. I need you to come to the house because I need a condom. Like, that sounds stupid. He's like, yeah, because you know he can't drive. You sound dumb. And I said, well, you know what? Okay. I said, since you want to lie, I poked holes in all of them. So have fun with having a baby. Mm-hmm. And then he, fast forward, he has two. But not from those. But.
Oh, because okay. I was going to say.
Not from those.
Are you sure?
No, positive. No, positive. But, I mean. So at one point, like, I let it go. Like, okay, maybe I did go to Walmart and he did leave the trash in the bag because y'all pulled up to the club because y'all had to work. Okay, fine. But now they in your bag, in the house, in a Crown Apple, in a Crown Royal bag?
Yeah, no.
So he going to call you and, hold on, baby, wait, hold on. Let me call my homeboy so he could bring me a condom. Like, you sound dumb. Like, what? Yeah, nah. That's the craziest one. And ever since then, I was like, bro, that was dumb for a good 2.5 seconds. But now I'm up on game.
We all been there. Well, most of us.
Anybody else? Story time.
I think mine was like right after high school. I was dating somebody. And I think we got something to eat. We went to Walmart afterwards. And I had this girl walking up behind me.
Oh, not behind you.
I was like, you got to feel something.
OG Bobby Jones.
So I turned around. She was like, oh, this her? This who? This who? I'm like, who is who? I'm all the way confused, like walking into Walmart just confused. And she's like, oh, well, I was dating him and so and so and so. He come to my house every night and come through the back door.
Oh, ooh, no. Not the back door.
Oh, he ain't good enough for the front. I was like, okay. I bet. I'm not sure why you're in my face with all this energy. You need to go be talking to him
right
at this point. So me, as my little stupid self, I'm probably like 19 at this time. We go back to the house. You got your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, all in my face. You done brought the Bible out. Oh, we going to pray about this and all this, that, and the other. I'm stupid. Believed it. This, that, and the third. Fast forward a month later, we engaged.
Okay.
My homeboy called me maybe like a couple, like 2-3 weeks after that. Hey, so-and-so used to date so-and-so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I date her daughter, and he still be coming up over there.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yep. So at that moment, you got that ring back. I mean, it was, you know, less than 30 days. But, you know, you're not finna turn me into no housewife anyway. You know, it was 19, see the ring. I was like, ooh, that's cute. You know, I'm engaged, 19, what's up?
Right.
But, you know, it wasn't gonna go no farther than that, yeah. You know. So all the answers in my face, I think that's the dumbest decision I made, the dumbest thing I've ever believed. That's pretty much what happened.
Yikes. She said he's not good enough for the front, though.
He wasn't good enough for the front. He had to come to the back.
I don't know.
I don't have any crazy. I don't have any.
I'm still trying to figure out the life now. Oh, wow.
She ain't lived long enough yet. She got no experience yet.
Oh, no. That's good. You could take from us.
Yeah, because, baby.
Learn from our experiences.
Listen. So, what happens if, let's say, your significant other randomly, which I really hate this question, right? But somebody had tagged me. I think you tagged me in it on Facebook, so I'm going to ask. But I hate this question because I don't go through phones. But if your significant other leaves their phone laying around and you pick it up and you discover that he's texting a female, not necessarily something sexual, but texting a female every day, way too much for your liking, how do you approach them about it? Do you... How do you approach them about it? How do you start that conversation?
Who is this female?
Who this? Who is this?
Simple. Well, okay, so how long have y'all been together? There's like factors. How long have y'all been together? Are they friends?
They're texting first thing in the morning, last thing at night, all throughout the day.
But it's nothing sexual. Is there any kind of inappropriate? Because were they friends before y'all got together? Like what's the context behind it?
Well. Let's just say, you know what? Let's do it this way. Y'all were in a relationship and then they met.
No.
Oh, no.
No, definitely.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't care if it was before or after. You texting a female all day and night from when you wake up in the morning till when you go to sleep, especially if you're sleeping next to me. Oh, no, sir. If it's not your daughter, if it's not your baby moms, and if it's not me or Jesus, nobody needs to be on that phone that you need to be talking to That's dead. That's dead. You don't even talk to Jesus that much. Why you need to be talking to her all day? Monday through... Nah, come on now, you guys. Let's be serious here. Because...
I'm biased.
I'm biased.
But you know why I'm biased? I'm biased because... When I met my best friend, he was in a relationship. But he's legit my best friend. Like, that's my brother. Mm-hmm. He's legit my best friend. Like, it's never been nothing. But when we met, he was in another relationship. And we used to talk all the time. We'd hang out all the time. But it's literally just my best friend. So at one point, understandably, she felt a type of way. And we all went out. Well, we were supposed to go out to eat, but old girl had a chip on her shoulder, like an entire attitude, and he was just like, bro, we're not here for the attitude. Like, you wanted to sit down and meet her. Mm-hmm. Here we are. This is my best friend. This is who, you know, you felt like, who I've been hanging out with. And it's not like we were hanging out, like, to where it was disrespectful to their relationship. Like, he would work. I would pull up to the club. He was working a skating rink, I would go to the skating rink. Mm. He was working a day party, I'm at the day party. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it wasn't on some, oh, hey, yeah, just come to the house, come sleep over. Like, it wasn't nothing like that. But she just had an entire chip on her shoulder, which, again, I understand from a female point of view. Mm. But if you say that you want an opportunity to sit down and meet this person, you say it's your best friend, here we are. Don't come in with a, well, why the, da da da, because then that's not going to help the situation either. I mean, they're not together no more anyway, so it really don't even matter. But
that's, you know, a different situation.
That's why I said I'm biased.
He brought you to her, so that's different. It's different from a dude just flat out just texting. You just going on about your day, and I'm like
who is this? Is he hiding the fact that they're texting each other? Like, are you guys having open conversations about your communication with her? Like, if he's hiding it, then that's a different story.
Right. There's no communication about it, I feel like you shouldn't be having a communication with another female. Mm-hmm. Period, point blank.
And also, we all have to be friends. We all have to be friends. Like, you're not going to just have a female friend. Like, right. We all have to be friends. Like, we all go places together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Like, I've had a situation in a relationship, I'm not going to say which one. your homegirl, I didn't even know that y'all was even tight, number one. She going through whatever issues. Hey, can we meet up so we can talk? Blah, 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 blah. You tell me about it. You told her straight up, oh, well, my chick going to be there, period, point blank. Okay, cool. I go to work the next day. I get off. Oh, by the way, I had ice cream with so-and-so.
While I'm at work.
While I'm at work, and you never told me about it. That I got a problem with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's how you go about a situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tell me straight up what it is. Okay, cool. I ain't got no problem with that. Because I also have male friends mm-hmm. that I am not sexually attracted to or nothing mm-hmm. like that. I don't have any siblings. My only sibling is not here anymore. So my godbrother, somebody who I'm not blood with, that's the closest thing to me. Have I ever been sexually attracted to them? Hell no.
Right.
So I do believe that certain friendships, you know, you do have to put it out there. If you, you know, start mm-hmm. dating somebody, like, hey, this is just a straight up friendship. Like, this is my family, period, point blank. It's just all about communication.
Everything is so complicated.
It is, but you just got to be straight up with it.
And you got to be secure because I, that's like any, that's for me, that's how I know somebody, if they want to date me, if they're pure or not. Because the first thing they say is, yeah, I think I like you, but your brother, then you don't like me. Because if you're worried about what he going to say, then, because mm-hmm. if you're doing what you're supposed to do, there's nothing that he's going to say. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
That's true.
So that's why I normally, and if somebody doesn't know that my brother is my brother, then it's one of those, okay, this is my best friend. This is who I'm always with 9 times out of 10. Every time I'm with a male person, it's him. And if you have a problem with that, then I don't know what to tell you. Because I'm not going to not talk to my brother because you feel a type of way about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of times guys feel, because guys' mentality, a lot of men mentality, I don't want to say men, a lot of growing boys, because I feel like certain men, if you're secure, it's not going to bother you. Because if you're secure and you as a man and you're secure in your relationship with me or whoever, then another friendship with another man shouldn't bother you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like if you want to approach me or you want to date me or whatever the case may be, and your first thing is, oh man, but your brother this and your brother that. Okay, well, we don't have nothing else to talk about because my brother is always going to be my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And your intentions are obviously not pure.
Let me backtrack for a second because at one point, I was like, I had the mentality of, I don't have any male friends, you don't have any female friends, we each other friends. I was that way, I would say like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I started, because, you know, I recently just started like DJing. Mm-hmm. So once I started getting my own friends, guy friends, but we're not like texting all day, mm-hmm. you know, but
right.
we text,
right.
you know, DJ stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of loosened up my feelings about not having any male friends and him not having female friends because I had one of my friends, she was like, oh, I have guy friends and I'm in a relationship. And I'm like, why are you doing? Like, I felt a way about it. Like, you know, you're not supposed to have any male friends. He's not supposed to have any female friends. But once I actually got into that position, I was like, yeah, well, I can kind of see why
mm-hmm.
you have your male friends and you have and mm-hmm. he would have female friends. But it's just real.
That's a line it shouldn't be crossed. Yeah. Yes.
And then it's real tricky sometimes mm-hmm. because you should, if you are friends with a guy who has a girlfriend, you should be able to see where she's coming from as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you feel if your man was texting this girl morning, noon, and night?
Exactly.
Like, how would you feel? Like, you, how would you feel? Like, if you...
Me, I would feel away. But once me and the person I'm dating have that conversation and you let me know, like, it's not like that. And I can see and I can trust that it's not like that.
You have
and
to have trust, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that's why I said I didn't fault old girl for wanting to meet me and actually see how we mm-hmm. interact with each other. Because sometimes, you know, people nowadays, you can be in the same room, but their interaction, you can tell is different. You could tell it's not genuine because maybe they're trying to hide something.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you're around people and they're actual friends, they're going to talk like how they always talk. They're going to interact how they always interact. And you'll see that it's genuine and nobody's trying to walk on eggshells mm-hmm. just because I'm there or, you know what I'm saying, or the significant other is there. So at first, yeah, I would definitely feel away. Hard down. I would like, what? Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're telling me you're busy at work, like, you're obviously not that busy. Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But
it is up to him to make you feel comfortable.
You know what I'm yeah. saying? Mm-hmm. So if we all sit down and actually, there will definitely be a couple times, where are we going? Okay, well, I'm pulling up too. Just, mm-hmm. you know, just to see the environment and see how it is different occasions. And if I'm comfortable with it and I see that it's nothing disrespectful, then okay, cool. But the minute I feel like shit gets disrespectful, then we have to have an entire different conversation.
Like, I don't think that you, like, the, let's say he has a girl or whatever. I don't think y'all should be going places together, like, okay, let's go meet up for dinner or something like that.
Oh, no,
y'all
not
shouldn't be doing that. Like, if it's something like you were saying, like he's at an event and you want to go to, and you're at the event too, then that's different. But I don't think y'all should be like meeting up.
But it's also, but I also, that's why I also said I'm biased, because we used to go like lunch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why I said I see it from both sides, because me as a female, yeah, I would feel a type of way. So I understood where she was coming from, because the fuck, like, mm-hmm. what's going on? Like, I get it, hard down, get it. But because I've also been on the other side of it, where it's like, bro, like, this legit just my best friend. Like, mm-hmm. you can come if you really want to come. You know what I'm saying? But I was also on her, because there's been plenty of times that we've told her, bro, you can pull up, and she just didn't want to pull up for whatever reason. Like, it's a whole last long story that we really don't have time for.
I think it's probably an insecurity but within herself.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. But that's why I said, and I use that as an example, because that's the most relatable one to the question.
So my question to you is, so they're not together, so y'all are still best friends. Let's say he is, now he's in a relationship with someone new.
Mm-hmm.
Would you stop that part of the relationship, though? Like, would you stop, would you not go out to dinner or lunch with him anymore? Just to set those bounds, like, you know, just to make her comfortable, you know what I mean? So do you think your relationship should, the way you guys hang out should change if he gets into a relationship?
Normally, it would automatically, just because now you have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you have a girlfriend, to where all of your free time is not going to be spent with your best friend anymore. It's going to be spent mm-hmm. with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So, naturally, it has. Like, we haven't gone out to eat in a while. We haven't hung out like that in a while. But that's not to say if I call him, like, can we go out to lunch? He's not going to tell me, you know, he's not going to mm-hmm. tell me no.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, because me and his girlfriend now are friends. So it's not like
all of y'all are friends.
But No. I was friends with her first. And then I met him down the line. So we have a friendship and we have a friendship. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my friendship with her is not what it is with him. Like, yeah, we can all hang out, but all of our friendship is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and she actually told me that, so I guess she's smart or whatever. But so
I'm the girlfriend.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, so in that naturally it would. But at the same time, he set the expectation of that we're not gonna go through that situation again. Like another female who has an entire problem with him hanging out with his best friend is too stressful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because who wants to be with somebody that tells their person, bro, no, you can't hang out with this person. No, you can't hang out with this person. Now you can't hang out with that person. Especially if that's legit my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a lot of, he don't have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get to know him and you know he really does not have a lot of friends, for you to tell him you can't hang out with your best friend,
mm-hmm.
bro, the fuck, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be my girlfriend. You being my girlfriend is supposed to know I don't have a lot of friends. And you're telling me one of the top two people that I consider my friend, you telling me I can't hang out with? Like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that causes resentment in a relationship, I feel like.
Yeah, it does.
And if a line is not crossed, I don't see why it's...
I feel like boundaries. It's healthy to have...
Yeah, boundaries are set. Boundaries are set. Like, when you're best friends with somebody, you're legit best friends with that person, I don't feel like it should be a whole entire issue. Once the significant other is secure and understanding and safe in that, okay, they're really just friends, I'm good. You were saying something, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying that I feel like it's... I just feel like it's healthy to have friendships outside of your relationship.
Yes,
because sometimes you need a different point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that's not a part of your relationship that can give you that other point of view can actually help your relationship. Mm-hmm. If you're secure with your relationship and you're secure with your friendship and that's strictly what it is, it's healthy. I promote it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for it.
Big fact.
My girl said I promoted.
Yes. Super big fact. So, it's hot.
It's a little warm.
It's hot. I'm hot. Sorry, random. So I thank all of y'all.
She's going through emotions.
It's really hot. I thank all of y'all for coming. I appreciate y'all.
Anytime.
And it's only part one of, like, the Queendom Melanin. And the reason why I put on Facebook Melanin Muse is because everybody can get inspiration from everybody in this mm-hmm. room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you with your DJing, Hey Girl, Skyrenity, and Yummy. So, I want to start with you, DJ Nikki Reigns, and just tell people where to follow you at, what you got coming up, what's next.
So you can follow me on Instagram at DJ Nikki Reigns. What do I have coming up next? I have a brunch on Saturday, this next Saturday. You know, Classic Weekend coming up, so we got Soul Cafe, brunch. Yes, it was all a drink.
All of that.
So follow me on Instagram at DJ Nikki Reigns. Follow my upcoming events and just, you know, DM me. If y'all ever want to come to an event for the first time, just let me know. Put you on the list.
Y'all heard it on the list.
On the list. Yeah. What line?
On the list.
What line?
Oh, y'all can follow me on Instagram, Virtuous Issa. I do got clothes coming out, but I ain't going to say when yet.
Okay.
The preview. My personal Instagram is simply Chelsea Simply with two Y's. My business page is Skyrenity Aromatherapy. I specialize in candles, natural soaps,
yes,
bath bombs.
Natural soaps. I mean, talk
got
to
me
yes, body butters, all of that. You can follow my
so good.
Yeah, that's one of the bath bombs. This is one of my soaps.
My phone died, but I'm gonna take a picture of it later.
Oatmeal and honey soap is all natural. The only thing that's in that she has one of the body butters. It's actually shea butter and essential oils. That's literally all in there, natural oils. So.
Oh, that's the one I got right.
Yeah,
that's it smells so good.
So, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Simply.
Oh, yeah.
Simply with
they
two
smell
eyes.
Real good,
so
y'all.
Yourself, huh?
Yeah. They smell
they
real
sell
good.
They smell themselves.
They do. They smell real good. This is getting lit. Who night? And Thelma?
Yes, you can definitely follow me on Facebook. Yummy Cakes is YUHMEE Cakes. You can also follow me on Instagram. It's the same thing. Or you can follow my personal page, which is Yummy Fairy as well. I ain't giving out the snap because that's personal.
Oh, I hear that.
It's real personal.
I hear that. Now, listen, her banana pudding, I'm not a banana pudding person, but baby. This lady banana pudding.
Wait,
right
you
here?
Heard it. Wait a minute.
I'm not. Well, because I'm from up north and we don't really eat banana pudding. I haven't heard of banana pudding since I moved down south.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh my god.
And when I tell you, she brought her banana pudding to Alchemy 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Girl.
Best banana pudding I have ever had. Ever. And I'm not saying that because she's in my face. Like, ever. It was
nah,
so
look
good.
You can reviews on my page.
Listen.
Facts.
Listen. Yeah. Big facts. So good. Her cake in a jar. I had a carrot cake in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I ate it at work. I bought it to work. Everybody was like, oh, what's that? You got that from that lady? Nope. I got it from Yummy Cakes. Go on Facebook.
Period.
So, get her treats. Banana pudding. Strawberry banana pudding.
I can attest to that. Her cake's actually really good.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you how Chelsea good. Ran me down, baby.
I will run her down for some cake. I'm still waiting for my turtle cake.
We're not going to talk about that. Don't do that.
Do you do birthday cake?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All
right. See, Melanin Muse. Look at that.
My card before we leave.
Yes.
Melanin Muse. Look at that. Another successful Monday. And everybody, all my new listeners, you can follow me on Instagram, like my page on Facebook at It's Slick Nick, SlickNikk. And yeah, help me help you help us, sponsors. You want me to promote your business? DM me, message me. I promise I'm friendly on most days. So,
all the time.
No, I promise I'm friendly. So just write me, let's do business. Help you, help me, help you, help us make connections. And yeah, we out.